America, we are endowed by our Creator with certain unalienable rights, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. At Grand Canyon University, we believe in equal opportunity, and the American dream starts with purpose. To serve others in ways that promote human flourishing and create a ripple effect of transformation for generations to come. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu.
My name is Keaton Arias Quint, but most people know me as Stooge. I'm on my way to the Thera planet, Thera 2 to be exact, where I will be forced to work at a base known as Crystal Blue. I'm a Lance Corporal in the EDF. I'm heading to CB as a sort of punishment for a past event, but I won't go into that just yet.
All right, lady and gent. We are finally here at Thera 2. We are entering the atmosphere, so please find a secure seat and brace yourself.
Oh man, you're in here?
That's Victoria Palmer. We're both heading to Crystal Blue. The Theras can be brutal, depending on what job you have assigned. Hopefully, I get something easy to make my stay more comfortable. Although I heard the worst thing about this place is the boredom. Nothing exciting ever happens this far out in space.
Crystal Blue is a sci-fi series from Seven Land Productions. The story follows 15 members of Crystal Blue as they work on air purifier towers and monitor space by the White Line. The White Line which separates humans from the alien menace known as the Calimonians. But not long after Palmer and Stooge's arrival, things start to get weird. A mysterious down shuttle and signal interference are just the beginning for the Crystal Blue team. If you're looking for a new audio drama, you can find the series at 7lam.com or search for Crystal Blue wherever you listen to podcasts.
Seven Land Productions presents End of All Hope. Season 5, Episode 5, Under the Cover of Darkness.
Creature was coming down the street. The thing was the size of a dinosaur.
There are thrashers too.
Come on. I grabbed Bree and pulled her back into the den. We ran to the far window, which also faced towards the street. We crouched and peeked from the torn curtains. There were several thrashers running in the middle of the street, the large dinosaur-like creature giving chase.
Is it attacking them?
I don't know. All the creatures ran by. A few even went through the front yard of the house we were staying in. The large creature was close behind, its long arms swinging as it ran. The walls shook. A few antiques in the living room fell from their shelves. The giant creature closed in on the slowest thrasher. It grabbed onto the ground and pushed off, launching itself forward, coming down on several cars in the street.
Oh my god.
The creature lifted its head and looked around.
Why did it stop?
It caught one.
A thrasher?
Yeah. The creature lifted the struggling thrasher to its face, and in one swift movement, took a large bite out of it, ripping the flesh apart, tearing it into two. The back legs of the thrasher were all that was left as the large creature chewed and swallowed, alien blood dripping from its massive jaws. The hulking beast cast a shadow over the whole house.
It ate it?
Yeah.
Why?
But I didn't answer. Instead, my eyes were fixated on the beast. It was the size of a T-Rex, but its arms were much larger. Its face was also flatter, stubbier. Pointed teeth jutted out from its mouth, from the top and bottom, like a crocodile. We watched it finish its meal in one more clean bite, chewing and quickly swallowing. Bits of flesh fell to the street below. The thing stood nearly 3 stories tall, but was right now hunched over, only barely showing us its side. After it ate, it looked around, sniffing the air.
It looks like a dinosaur.
It really does.
What's it doing now?
I don't know. Searching?
For more thrashers?
Maybe. The creature's front claws opened and closed rhythmically as it continued to sniff the air. It cleared the vehicles in front of it and made its way forward, moving slower than before. Even far away, we could see it behind the distant homes, lumbering along.
You've never seen one like that before, right?
No.
That's what I heard in the woods. It had to be.
That guy we found in the woods also mentioned a big creature.
Maybe it came from the downed ship.
I also thought back on me and Mark riding horseback through the woods, looking over the convoy of people. They walked through a trail of broken and uprooted trees. Did a creature like this leave that trail? Who knows?
What are we going to do now?
What do you mean, Bree? Tomorrow morning we're going to get out of here. This whole area is dangerous. It's like we're living in the Cretaceous period.
What if there's more of them?
There probably is, but there's one good thing about their size.
What?
They can't really sneak up on us. She forced a weak smile. Not that I meant it as a joke, but I said that to comfort her. And me. It didn't work. And I didn't see either of us falling asleep tonight.
He's stopping again, Mia.
I see it. No way. He's just going around. There's a stalled car in the middle.
Oh.
We were following Roger, who was in the truck. Travis and Annie were with him. Dana was on a dirt bike further ahead. We weaved through the stalled cars on the road. Travel was slow, but we wanted to be careful. Travis was sitting in the back of the truck, rifle in hand. We had to make sure we kept distance from any thrashers, but so far, road was clear.
I hope this ends up being something.
Why?
Relax, Mia. I mean for them, not for us. I told you we could leave, and we will. But I want everyone else to find a safe place, too.
You know, I'm not the only one who wants a home to live in.
What?
Jess, Roger's daughter, saying the same thing.
Aren't there towns around this base?
Yeah. Close.
Well, there you go.
Come on, why would they expand to the towns if the base can hold them?
I don't know, Mia. Why would we leave a perfectly good base if it could hold us?
Really?
I'm just teasing.
But was she really? She wanted to stay. She liked being around this many people, even if it meant not having a home to ourselves and, you know, living somewhere far away from all this. Chris did end up saying goodbye to her friends. We both packed what we could, even taking some more weapons and food. But Roger did say we could have whatever we wanted.
Chris, you copy?
Copy.
There's a lot of stalled cars ahead, so make sure to be careful making your way through. And let Mia know the right side of the road dips a lot.
Yeah, I see it.
She sees. We're gonna stick close behind you guys.
It wasn't too much trouble. We were able to bypass the roadblock, which led to a wide open road for nearly an hour.
Hey guys, we lost sight of Dana again, so we're gonna speed up a bit.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
While I drove, Chris took care of communications. She held the radio, ready for anything. We'd been on the mountain road for a while. In fact, Travis looked like he was about to fall asleep in the back of the truck. But every time his eyes would close, Roger would hit a bump that would startle him awake. Started to wonder if that was on purpose.
It's so peaceful over here.
I don't know. It's creepy.
Because it's dark?
Because thrashers or shriekers could be anywhere. A herd of thrashers could come out of the woods right now and boom, no more working vehicles.
It would be hard to keep distance here.
The road's too narrow. I think that's why we've been driving faster. Roger knows. Thrashers come from the side and we're screwed.
Would thrashers be out this far?
They could be anywhere.
I thought they stuck to the cities, close to that vegetation.
They do, but we've seen them travel. Maria's taking care of some that were south of the zone not too long ago.
Dana, you copy?
Looks like they lost track of Dana again.
Dana, you copy?
Roger's slowing down, Mia.
I see him. What's he doing?
He wants you to pull to the side.
I pulled up next to the truck. Annie rolled down her window as Roger leaned over.
Mia, we haven't seen Dana in a while.
Where'd he go?
He kinda just took off.
He knows we're following him. Like, why would he go so far?
I told him to get ahead, but damn, it's been a while.
We need to get off this road. It's too narrow.
That's what I told Annie.
I'll try him again. Dana, you copy?
Hey, look. Here he comes.
Travis was leaning on the roof of the truck, pointing ahead. The single headlight coming our way.
Hey guys, sorry about that.
Where were you?
Scouting. You told me to. The road winds up ahead, but it's clear the whole way. Oh, and my radio needs batteries.
I thought Hudson took care of that.
Don't know. It's not working, though.
I have spares. Hopefully it's the batteries.
Dana walked his bike over to the truck, and he switched out the batteries.
How much further do we have?
I'm guessing maybe another hour. We're making good time.
Road's not as bad as I thought it'd be.
No, it's not.
Remember, Dana, not too close.
No, I know.
Here you go.
Thanks, Annie. Testing.
It works.
All right, let's go.
It was still dark out, but the sun would be rising in a few hours. I wasn't tired. I stared out the only clean spot in the windshield on the driver's side. We had decided to take shelter in a minivan at the far end of the zoo parking lot.
Jay?
Yeah? Kylie climbed up into the passenger seat.
You didn't wake me. How are things?
Saw some thrashers about a half hour ago. Other than that, quiet.
That's good. Think we'll be rid of all this vegetation soon?
I'm hoping so. I miss the days of traveling on the bikes without so many creatures around.
Yeah, we've been pretty lucky throughout. But over here, I'd hate to alert the creatures. Every hour we seem to spot another pack of them.
Yeah.
And I don't want to meet the thing that was able to take down multiple elephants.
Me either. Hey, what happens if Bodega Bay is like this?
I don't know.
What will we do?
Look for a safe place, I guess.
What if there are no more safe places? What if there's nothing else like the zone in Denver?
I'm sure there is, Jay. We'll just have to find it.
Will we stay together?
What?
You, me, and Ambridge.
I mean, probably, right?
I don't know. Ambridge says he wants to head north, like Mia. But I really don't like the cold.
Really? The cold? That's your worry?
I just don't like it.
Hey, Jay. Maybe we should worry about one thing at a time. And if Bodega Bay is like this, then you may have to suck it up and deal with a chilly winter.
I really hope Dad and Tim are okay.
I hope so, too.
Yeah?
Yeah, of course I want your family to be okay. That's why we're traveling, isn't it?
Well, yeah, but how come you really came out here? How come you decided to travel with us?
You convinced me. Remember?
Right, but...
Jay, you were the only person I really talked to back in the zone, other than Mia. I liked hanging out with you. Like Ambridge, I wanted to help. So whatever ends up happening in Bodega Bay, I'd like to think we'd stay together. I think we make a good team, right?
I don't know about that.
If this is about that night...
I just want to stop having nightmares.
You will, but you have to move past it. You think I sleep peacefully? I smashed a guy with a rock, Jay.
She looked at me with saddened eyes.
I mean, I've had to do some messed up things since this all started. Shit, the first time I killed a shrieker, it was when me and Mia were attacked in the zone. Not long after we first met.
Really?
Yeah, before Roger arrived. We were quarantined. There was a misscreening, and these two people turned and tried to attack others. We were fenced in with them.
Did you have a weapon?
I had a knife. One I snuck in.
So, you saved those people?
Mia helped. We killed both of them before they were able to bite anyone else. I told Ambridge that the other night was the first time I killed actual people. Which I guess is technically true. But I often think about all the shriekers I killed. They were once people. And, well, that doesn't make it any easier.
I know what you mean.
You do?
I nodded. We sat there for a little while, silent. You really think we make a good team?
Look how far we've made it.
We may not be an A team, but I give us a respectable B+.
I spun around to see Ambridge sitting up.
How's it looking outside?
Dark and quiet.
Good.
Are we being too loud for you, Ambridge?
No. Talk away. Just don't attract any thrashers. I need a few more hours of beauty sleep.
We'll keep it down.
Okay, sounds good.
Ambridge popped back down and rolled over, curling up on the back seats.
If you want to get some sleep, Jay, you can.
I'm not really tired yet, so if you want the company...
Sure, yeah.
She smiled and leaned back in her seat.
What's the matter now, Jay?
I keep thinking about the note I left for Ava and Mark.
The one you painted?
Yeah.
Why?
I forgot to put my name. I just said, in Bodega Bay.
So?
So, if they ever see it, how will they know it's me?
Well, if they ever see it, they'll know when they get to Bodega Bay. Right?
Yeah, I guess so.
So, you don't like the cold, huh?
Not at all.
Okay, so how are we doing this?
Surveying. That's all we're doing. We just want to scout it out. Make sure everything they said was true.
It was nearly 5 in the morning, and we weren't that far from where the military base was supposed to be. So, parked the vehicles in a small dirt lot just off the road on the outskirts of the forest.
You don't think they could have heard us, right?
It's possible. It's a quiet night. But we're still a ways away. On foot, it'll take us like 30 minutes, maybe a little more.
And so what if they did hear? They wouldn't know it was us.
It could still put them on alert.
Well, that's why we're leaving the vehicles here.
Travis jumped down from the truck bed and clicked on his flashlight. It was pitch black without the cloud cover. Dana held out a map, which Travis illuminated.
We're here. We just need to head this way.
This is all open, though, right?
But hilly. If we stick to the wood line up until this point, we can take this small road and head up. There's also a wooded area here.
Who stays with the vehicles?
Who do you think, Travis?
Me and Chris will stay here.
Roger handed me the key to the truck.
But before we leave, let's load the bike and back.
In case we need to leave in a hurry.
Exactly.
Dana went and grabbed the bike.
We'll still have the radios, but turn them down. And try not to use them if you can, just in case they pick us up. But if you have any issues, call us, Mia.
Same goes for you.
We'll be back in an hour. Hour and a half tops.
That's a little optimistic.
No, we're going to do this quickly.
He put his arm on my shoulder and nodded comfortingly. Dana and Travis quickly loaded the bike into the back of the truck, and then they all took off.
I hope they're careful.
Like Chris, I was generally worried for them. I hated to admit it, but Roger was starting to grow on me. He wasn't so bad. Like, I didn't always agree with his methods, but if he could find a safe place for the people at the QZ, then more power to him. Me and Chris climbed onto the hood of the truck and kept watch. It was super dark, but we could still make out the wood line. Roger and company were gone. Now the hard part. Waiting. How long has it been?
About 5 minutes since the last time you asked.
Sorry.
I just think it's funny you're so worried.
Why? I know these people. Okay, I don't want them to get hurt.
No, I know that, Mia. It's just... Well...
What?
What is it about me that makes you such a worrywart? It's like you just transform into this completely dependent and nervous person when we're together.
What? That's not true.
It is. It's like you soften up the moment we're together.
That is so not true.
Oh yeah?
I was worried when you didn't make it home. The day the meteors fell, I curled up in the bathtub waiting, hoping our house wasn't hit. And then all I did after that was fortify our house, waiting for you to make it back before I was taken to the zone.
But that's not what I'm talking about, Mia. It's like you change your whole persona because of me. I talked to Kylie before she left. I've talked to Sammy and Lane and Dana. You helped out in the zone. You fought shriekers and thrashers and even stalkers. You were part of a group that went to the city for supplies. Roger respects the work you put in. And even before all this, you were a biker chick who went to the gun range for fun.
Oh, that was years ago.
Okay, sure. But the zone wasn't. So explain that.
I don't even know what you're asking.
Why do I change you so much?
You know why. I love you, Chris. I don't want to lose you.
But I'm here now. We're together.
Oh, I don't know why you care. Hell, you didn't even like me riding anyway. That's why I gave the bike to Jane Ambridge. I'd be happy about that.
You're right. I've always been scared about you riding a bike. But it wasn't the bike itself. It was because of who you were when we first met. You liked to go joyriding. You found it hard to go the speed limit. You were a risk taker. But honestly, I liked that about you.
But I gave up my bike the moment we got serious.
I know. And I was thankful for that.
Again, what's your point, Chris?
I don't want you to be different around me or for me. You want to drive up north and find a little cabin in the woods and live out our lives there, but that's not you. And that's not us.
So, us is sticking around here. Is that it?
You helped the zone. Roger likes you. Dana likes you. Hell, everyone but Travis does. I think you want to run away from the responsibilities now that I'm here.
Oh, God, you keep mentioning responsibilities. I'm not Spider-Man, Chris. I helped out with the zone while I waited for you.
Mia, this wouldn't be the first time.
We had had similar disagreements in the past. She wasn't technically wrong, and that's why I was so annoyed. When we got married, I quit my job and decided that, you know, maybe being a stay-at-home wife would be best. Not that I couldn't do some freelance jobs, but there was a lot of work that needed to be done on the house and the yard and...
Mia...
I don't want to worry about anything or anyone but you.
Mia, you copy?
Oh, shit.
Annie, what's going on?
Get over here now! Under attack! Roger's been shot!
End of All Hope. Written and edited by Robert M. Lamb. Starring Hope Ennis as Ava, Adam Jetmore as Jay, Jack Austin as Ambridge, Gina Coyle as Kylie, Evelyn as Brielle, Ariel Hack as Mia, Nora Darling as Chris, Michael Moman as Roger, Brett Wilkins as Travis, Reed Kreiner as Dana, Corey Pettit as Jess, Jerry Swindle Jr. as Gale, Ian Feller as Hudson, and Gareth Thomas as Sammy. Co-starring Mike Lenhart and Joseph Rodriguez. Music provided by Kevin McLeod at Incompetech.com, Dylan Mixer at DMixMusic.com, and Eldritch T'Challa of Nemesis Black at ReverbNation.com/Nemesis Black. If you enjoy End of All Hope, visit 7lamb.com for more podcasts such as this. And don't forget to rate and review.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This has been a 7lamb production.